Thank you. Well, thank you very much for that kind and warm introduction. I'm never quite recognize yourself when you hear it put quite like that. But it's a pleasure to be with you. I've got a topic. Shall I turn the lights down a bit? Is that sensible? I don't know how to do it. Medium. How about that? I've got a topic here this evening, which is a huge topic. I'm going to set a fairly rapid pace. I'm going to try to go through the 20th century, and I want to talk to you about the way in which Christianity has changed during the 20th century. So if you will bear with me, we'll go through this material. I know that this group is comprised of some people who know a lot about the subject. A bit alarming to have my colleagues from Birmingham University here this evening, and others of you who will know a great deal less, and I feel much more confident in talking to you because you won't know when I make a mistake. Okay, so let's get going. I want to talk about Christianity in the 20th century. So without further ado, I will give you a little outline of Christianity as it exists. You'll see that it exists in really three basic forms. The first form is Orthodox, the Orthodox Church, which itself is subdivided into a number of different groups, self-governing groups situated in different geographical areas. So you've got Syrian Orthodox, or Russian Orthodox, or Greek Orthodox, or Bulgarian Orthodox. So the Orthodox Church is usually set up in a particular geographical area. And then in what is described as the Great Schism in 1054, so a long time ago, the Orthodox Church and the Roman Catholic Church split. The two halves of the Roman Empire broke up. The Constantinople had been the centre, the eastern centre of the Roman Empire. The western centre of the Roman Empire, western capital of the Roman Empire, was Rome. And so Christianity divided into these two big blocks: Orthodox on one side, Roman Catholic on the other. Then at the Reformation, the Protestants appeared, and you can see we have them on the screen here. And the Protestants, of course, themselves, after the Reformation, if you think of that starting in about 1520, also subdivide. So you have lots of different Protestant groups: Anglican, Presbyterian, Congregational, Baptist, and so on. So lots of different groups, subdivisions of Protestantism. And finally, the group that I've called marginals, which would be groups like Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses, which don't comprise the mainstream of Christianity, but are included usually in some statistical tables. Now, what I want to do, and this is my plan for the evening, I want to have a look at Christianity at the beginning of the 20th century, and then Christianity at the end of the 20th century, and to see how it has changed. So let's start with this table. I have this table now, then I have another table right at the end, and you can see how the changes have occurred. So there's a kind of social science method that is partly informing this. So the first thing to notice is the world population in 1910. I've chosen 1910 rather than 1900 because that's where I've got my figures from. And you can see the world population in 1910 amounted to 1.7 billion, or if we put it another way, 1,759 million. So that's that figure there, 1,759, is the number of millions, okay? 1.7 billion. That's the world population in 1910. And you can see that it goes up in the 20th century by almost exactly a factor of four. So the population of the world increases. There's this enormous increase that has occurred during the 20th century. So the question then arises, well, what has happened to Christianity during that period of time? And you can see that Christianity, if you add all the Christians together that there were in 1910, you get to 612 million, which is approximately a third of the world's population. And if you then jump to the end of the century, you'll see that that figure remains roughly the same.